All right. Jason Wilde is coming on right now because he's at a track meet. His daughter is attempting to break your record of 7.25 in the high jump. I'm not giving her much of a chance, but Jason wants to watch it. Jason, good evening. Do I have my facts right? Is she attempting to break John Anderson's? No. All right.
No, but if she gets over 7.25 in the pole vault, that would be great. So we will take that. Sure. She ran the mile at last week's meet at UW Stevens Point, and today we're at Ripon, and she's pole vaulting.
She does the mile and the pole vault?
Yeah, she does.
I've never heard of such a person. Speak to that, would you please, John Anderson? Your track knowledge is great. I've never heard of a person in my life that competed in the mile and the pole vault.
Well, the women's pole vault's relatively new, but that just means she's going to be a Maltese. That's good. You love the Maltese people, that they can do all that stuff. No?
Well, she's a pentathlete.
Gymnasts are good pole vaulters. They look into gymnasts for pole vaults if you can run fast enough to get down the lane. John, you mentioned men, have you ever known in your history of track a guy who competed in the mile and pole vault at any level of competition?
Not well at both, right? You do the decathlon, and then at the end, you gotta be able to run a 1500, and they all hate it, and so there's some good. But no, that is not a combination that you generally find.
All right, let's get to the Packers, because that's what we do here.
That is what we do. By the way, just to be clear, she's a freshman, so we don't know where this journey will take her, but she's already on varsity, so that's my big humble brag.
Well, I can answer it for you.
It's not even me.
I can tell you the way it's going to work out. If she can sprint pretty well, she's going to end up in the pole vault. The gymnastics assistance in the pole vault is huge.
I just wanted to clear the bar today. That's all I'm looking for. We'll worry about that.
Do you agree with my premise, John Anderson? So you are 7.25.
You should train like a sprinter, and if she's a gymnastics, they are naturally they're strong for their size, because all the skills they have to do. So yeah, that's a pretty good combination. She could be Olivia Fabre, a fine pole vaulter that was at DePere High School and then went on and vaulted at Notre Dame, just recently graduated. You never know.
I just wanted to get a big NIL deal so I don't have to work anymore. All right, what do you guys want to talk about regarding the Packers?
I don't even know.
I'm not in this segment. You guys, John Anderson, please take it away.
They have a quiet week, right? Did they do anything of note this week?
No, I think Mecole Hardman is already a more than a week old for that acquisition. So I think this is not surprising, right? Like, as much as folks want Goody to be Ron Wolf incarnate, he's never been that. Last year was unique because there were, I would argue, two players that they got that neither one of them belonged on the market. Like, inexplicable that the Giants would let Xavier McKinney out of their building. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe the Raiders dipped their toe back into free agency to get a running back this year in free agency. And the Giants signed Miami's former safety. So they basically admitted, we probably shouldn't have let those guys out of our building. And the Packers got them both. And so that's what and I think Goody was very honest about that at the scouting combine, that, you know, there were players that were available that normally wouldn't be. And this class of free agents does not have that. He flat out said it. So the fact that, you know, I would say they paid an awfully pretty penny for a guard and a slightly pretty penny for a former slot corner and a nickelback, and then paid, you know, less than popcorn money for a wide receiver returner who hasn't done much in the last 3 years. That's kind of what I expected from him. So the fact that it's been quiet since, not a surprise at all.
I don't think Mecole Hardman does not make the roster. That is my initial thought when I saw that.
I want to disagree. He will be used to return, and also he'll have some, what are they, the jazz sweep or the whatever they call the reverse now.
Well, I think John's more likely to be right on that if coming up in the draft, they don't draft a wide receiver on day one or day two. If they don't do that, then I think Mecole Hardman has a much better chance of making the team. If they do that, I think John's going to be right. And if it's, you know, the Arizona kid, McMillan, somehow they draft him in the first round, or it's someone on day two in the second or third round, then it changes. Because, look, they obviously, we know that there are three guys on their roster now that are healthy, assuming that the concussions aren't an issue for Dobbs. It's Dobbs, it's Wicks, and it's Reed. Those are three guys they like. Those are three guys they want. Those are three guys they believe in. They believe in Watson, but he's not going to be available till November or something at the earliest. And then I understand they're the fifth and sixth receivers. So to sit here and talk about them like they're Jerry Rice, yeah, that's not what I'm doing. But Bo Melton has a place on this team. They love him, and they love what they get out of Malik Heath. He's kind of their new Alan Lazard, which – you don't want Alan Lazard to be your number one wide receiver the way the Packers did in 2022, but you want an Alan Lazard type on your team, and that's what Malik Heath can do for them. So, you know, those are five guys plus an ACL guy that I wouldn't be surprised if they ran it back with that group and they just had Hardman in the roster spot that Watson will give up because he'll be on IR or PUP to start the season. So, you know, the fact that the newsbreakers, when they broke the news of Mecole Hardman's signing, didn't even include a financial number at all. Like, you know, it's not a great contract for the agent when they always use the, it's worth up to $17 million. Okay, well, it's not worth $17 million then. When they don't give a number at all, like the same with the A.J. Dillon deal, that usually is a sign that they got a minimum deal or close to minimum deal, because the agents aren't interested in advertising that.
When do they, did the Packers have a, as we're what, we're a month from the draft basically. When do they have the big, all the scouts come off the road, everybody gets in the building, they have the big potluck and everybody gets together. Do they have a time when that happens? Is that the Swallows all return to Green Bay to discuss prospects?
Yeah, I think that's coming in the next week or two, where they all return. I know one of the things they were worried about was hotel space for their scouts. So I'm sure they took those very early at Lodge Kohler. But yeah, right now they're going through the pro day process, right? And I just mentioned Tet McMillan, who's the wide receiver from Arizona. Goody was the only GM that was there. So that to me is at least in some way a little bit of a curiosity. Now, remember, he's also a guy who, as a GM, kind of like Ted was, loves to go to pro dates. Like a lot of GMs don't, but he's an old school scout. So, but that still counts for something. Today, I think he and John Eric Sullivan are reportedly at the Texas pro day. So he's big on pro days, but sooner, those are starting to wind down. They'll get those guys back in the building. Then they'll start really building their draft board in earnest.
I'm going to combine my two things. I'm on the radio with you. I teach at the University of Missouri Journalism. I had no idea. What do I need to know about Daryl Franklin, Missouri Journalism School graduate and chief of staff for the Packer coaches?
Well, he is the... He's the Leo McGarry for Matt LaFleur. I don't know what his responsibilities are, because if they're to keep Matt LaFleur on schedule, that's not a realistic job for anybody to have. So I'm sure Daryl's really good at what he does, but that part of it I don't think is consistent. There's a lot of Missouri connections today, because now Wisconsin just hired the Missouri women's basketball coach who resigned and hasn't had a winning season in the SEC in 6 years to be their new head basketball coach at Wisconsin. So I'm more curious on the scouting report on her, especially since
they had no money at Missouri. They told her she'll have no money at Wisconsin.
And she said, count it, I'm in.
Yep.
Will I get paid? That's the big, like, will I be being paid? Okay, good. Then I guess I'll take the job. When she comes through.
She could have taught a journalism class, I guess. Sounds like they let anybody do that.
It's not that hard. Just come up, show them that you're interested.
Professor, and, you're not allowed to take that crap. I don't care who he is. There's a respect that should be given to professors at universities, the caliber of Missouri, and their influence on the future leaders of our country.
Listen, because I pretend not to know everything or even close to it, I reached out to Jason Wilde. He said, give me the most important thing that I should always make sure my students know about journalism and writing. And you know what he sent back? Give me a minute to think about it. And that was like a month and a half ago. He's still thinking.
Well, we can discuss that when you're the cousin some of the day on Wilde and Tausch.
I can tell you what I would tell you.
Oh, tell us.
It can always be shorter.
That's for sure. They had an assignment. As they're working on this personality profile, you had to have like the first 400 words in. And I said, just so you know, by the time you get done, the whole thing's going to be 750. So you bring it in, you got 400, and you think, oh, I only have 350 to go. When we get done with this, you're going to have 550 to go because we're just going to take a bunch of stuff out of here that you don't need.
But no, the world you live in now, there's no limit. The length of articles can go forever. So
God bless Bill
Jones. You don't want people to stop reading them, though, and I would know a thing or two about that because 400 words is about what it takes for me to just write my lead. So, but again, I'm not the professor on the panel.
Yeah, well, I don't. Yeah, our boy at ESPN for a long time, Bill Simmons. I thought his best skill was that he could write 8,000 words. I don't know that they were all interested, but he could write 8,000 words. I'll give me the guy who can write 800 and keep me interested. I want that guy for sure.
Yeah, that should be on the back of your professor T-shirt. Yes, I'll make the T-shirt.
What's it gonna say?
Just what you said. I think it's the most important thing you can teach in journalism now, given the world they're going to enter. How many people are going to tell them, make it shorter? No, everybody's going to say, you got the longer the better.
I don't think anybody's seen that. No.
You don't think so?
I think we're,
there's no limit.
I think people are still.
How do you tell someone to do it shorter? They've got room to do it, to make it forever, right?
Yes, but again. We want to keep people reading. All right, so here's what we need to say. And you put this on a T-shirt for journalism.
I got it.
It's about the story. It's not about you. To me, that is one thing that I worry about a little bit. That there's a lot of people that really love themselves more than they love the storytelling in the current climate. So
I like
it's always
that.
About the story. It's not about you.
It's always about the story. It's not about you. I like always. The always part. Yeah. All right. Always. I can work on that T-shirt. Do you want it on the front or the back? It's important to ask people. Some people like the front, the confrontation. Others like it as they're walking away. Which are you? Do you want that on the front or the back, Jason?
I think I want the Missouri old school tiger, like the hoodie I got from John Anderson. But I want to change to M. They got to change the M hat that he's wearing from that into a press M hat, like the old school.
You
like,
got a what? You got a what from
yeah.
7 2 and
yeah,
a half?
Me a hoodie.
I got a T-shirt.
He sent me a hoodie and a T-shirt. I got one of those too. I got a T-shirt.
Oh man, well, good. Nice to know where I fit.
Yeah,
that's all right.
No,
you're a hoodie T-shirt. Right. I'm T-shirt guy. All right, yeah.
So anyway,
all right, Homer Homer T-shirt guy passing along the hoodie Homer T-shirt guy. Jason Woolley to talk with John Anderson. That got a new intro. Thank you.
Yeah, there you go. All right. The tiger on the front, and then it's always about the story. It's never about you on the back. So get that started there,
all right.
T-shirt guy.
Got it. I like it. Any last word? Yeah, last question?
I just had a bunch of high school kids in, and we were talking about interviewing, and I said, you know, what do they call the interview person? What do you call them? They're like the subject. I said, exactly. Think about that. They're the subject. You are not. They're the – just like in the sentence, they're the subject. That means they're important, more important than you. Tell the subject story, not yours.
Good to see we're on the same page.
No, Homer, you don't buy that?
What? No.
You don't buy that, Homer?
I buy that totally. The fact that both of you said basically the same thing. No, I didn't.
I'm sorry. You're silk screening. That's what I thought you would have had a response.
No,
you're in their silk screening.
I'm thinking everybody wonders. The two of you in the end say exactly the same thing in different words. Yeah. If that doesn't explain the most important thing that your kids need to learn, you just did it.
All right, Maddie's warming up. I'm going to go.
All right. Remember, Futures Pole Vault.
Go do that.
Bye.
I can't wait. I'll get more of a report tomorrow on how that went.
Yes. So, thanks, Jason. We have one guy who did high jump 7.5. He says nothing. The guy who could never do better than 5 minutes in the mile says, pole vault, that's the key.